Everybody, welcome to episode
11
of the ASP.NET Monsters Weekly. And the production code for today is lowercase d, lowercase m. We are talking today about Eomon, the generator that you can use. It's a node-based generator, a JavaScript script that is used to do all kinds of things from the command line. In this case, we're going to use it to kickstart a project for ASP.NET Core. So, Dave, I think you've got some stuff to show us here.
You bet. So, as James was saying, this is kind of a, you can think of it as a scaffolding tool, kind of command line based scaffolding tool made with Node.js. And really what it lets you do is create new ASP.NET projects without really needing Visual Studio. So it gives you all that scaffolding that you get from file new project, but without actually having Visual Studio installed. So you could do this, I'm using Windows, you could do this on Linux, you could do this on Mac, works on in all those environments. So first thing you need to do, you need Node installed, which installs npm, the Node Package Manager. And once you have that installed on your machine, you just go to your command line, type npm install yo-g to install it globally. So that makes the yo command line tool available. And then install the ASP.NET generator, which is npm install generator-ASP.NET-g. So I've already done that, and I'm here at the command line, I have an empty folder, and what I'm going to do is create a new ASP.NET project by going yo ASP.NET.
That's a pretty low bar for getting project templates up and running on your system. Then you've got two commands. The first one is actually installing the scaffolder itself, and then just downloading the templates.
Yep.
And from here, we've got yo ASP.NET. And you said we don't need to use Visual Studio. We've got lots of other options for editing.
Yeah, you could use any text editor, really. I'm going to use Visual Studio Code just because I kind of like it. But you could use your code editor of choice. So once this fires up here, the ASP.NET 5 generator, we're still using RC1, so they're still calling it ASP.NET 5 in this case.
Right.
But it gives you kind of similar options that you get with file new project in Visual Studio, right? You have a console app, you have web application without all the membership and authorization pieces in it, just a simple web API app, a class library. But I'm going to do a web application, so that's kind of the standard one that we usually use as an example. And then it asks you for, move James over here, asks you for a name for your app. I'll call it Heyo. And that will go and create your project for you.
And this is, I think the intent here is that this would be the same project template that's being created inside Visual Studio.
Very similar. I don't know if it'll be 100% identical. It's not.
And it might not be in sync, hey?
It's not maintained by Microsoft. It's it's open source, so you can go and take a look at it. But it's part of the OmniSharp project, actually.
Gotcha.
So now it's created, and it gives us some instructions here on what to do next to get going. First thing is to actually go into that folder. And it says we need to do a DNU restore, so that pulls down all our NuGet packages, and then a DNU build to actually compile the app, and DNX web to run the app. So
these tools are going to be changing because everything's moving over to the .NET EXE, the new executable that they're going to be using. But basically,
conceptually the same.
Right. DNU is the wrapper for NuGet. Actually, I guess you could call it the wrapper for the project system because it does, we're thinking of everything as a package now.
Right.
Every project is a package. So in that case, we're doing builds, we're doing package restores, we're doing package output through DNU. And then DNX is the current way that we invoke any of the commands that are exposed through our project.json. So that web is one that actually wires up Kestrel and then gives it all the parameters for running a local web server.
Yep. So really those three things, and I'll kick off DNU restore here, but those three things, restore build and DNX web, those are the three things that would happen when you hit run the first time in Visual Studio.
Inside Visual Studio. It'll be interesting to see what that command looks like if they reduce that down to a single command.
Yeah.
When they consolidate the tools into a single executable. So this has some package restoring to do. So you'd mentioned Visual Studio Code. That's I think that was something that kind of took the community by surprise, just an open source editor that
Cross-platform and
cross-platform, super cool. So everything that we're doing, that you're doing here today, can be done on a Mac just as easily as inside Windows. So.
All right, I think this is almost done here.
I think what's happened is that since you're on a beach,
That's
the
possible.
bits coming down were like, "Hey, let's take a quick little surf," and then
They're all like, yo, man.
stopping for some coconuts. And so the lock file is the snapshot of the explicit versions of each package, each dependency that was pulled down at the time that the packages were restored. And so there we go. Only took a minute and a half. Build should be quick.
We shall see.
We shall see. Look at it's tearing through it.
All right, there we go. Build
Nice.
succeeded. Let's see if we can
Pretty
run this
quickly.
thing. So DNX Web will fire up Kestrel, which is that cross-platform web server.
Right, and that is again configured in project.json. We can maybe, oh, we've
We'll
had a
take a
look at
look at
that
that when
before,
we
yeah.
open this. Oh, look at it go.
Oh, it's running all of the migrations for identity.
Looks that way. Application started, so it says I can go to localhost 5000. Let's take a look. We should eventually see some requests getting logged here. Now, by default, it assumed a hosting environment of production here. That's because we didn't specify one, I guess. That's interesting because Visual Studio assumes you're in development
That's
when you
right.
hit
So there's an
run.
environment variable in Visual Studio that gets set that actually specifies the hosting environment, the ASP.NET hosting environment, and it says development. So when you are running from Visual Studio, it will actually be explicitly set by the settings in the IDE.
Holy jeez.
Maybe the second request will be faster if you hit it again.
Oh, here we go. The requests are coming through. And there's our app.
There's the app right on.
With everything that we would expect, it looks exactly like the file new project from Visual Studio.
So this isn't going to be a tool that we're using on a regular basis per se. This is Project Crufty at the start, at the head end of it. So,
There's actually a little bit more to it than that. I
okay.
didn't realize this today until I was looking into it, but what I can do is ASP.NET MVC controller, MyNew controller.
Ah,
And that will scaffold a new controller for me.
very nice. So there are elements of scaffolding throughout the project lifecycle as well. And I guess because the project templates are open source, like I'm dealing now on a project where we're doing a bunch of microservices, and a lot of that cruft at the start is very similar. So, every time I go to spin up a new microservice, it could just be a matter of bang out a new microservice via the scaffolder rather than going through all those steps manually in Visual Studio. Excellent. Okay,
So
so these are.
these are the pieces that they have. They have some Angular bits for creating Angular apps. Whoops. There's creating TypeScript files, JavaScript files, app settings. There's a ton of stuff that's built in there for you.
Right on.
So there we go,
Wonderful. Well,
created my new controller. Now let's just open this up in code just to have a look at what the code actually looks like. So when you're using Visual Studio Code, you can tell it to open this current directory here in code by just saying code dot.
now the first thing we're going to do, if you guys like go to Dave's site and there's a little button to buy him a coffee, if enough of us do that, we can get him a new laptop and
True.
this will go a little faster. Okay, so there's the pro yeah, this is a great view. I love this. This is just so clean, and it's so unencumbered with all of the pieces that are, in Visual Studio, right? Like, it's just a fresh view. So we were going to look at a couple of things. So this does look like a normal project structure that we'd see, very similar.
Yeah,
The
we have our
project JSON.
controllers folder, migrations folder, services, view models, views, all the things we would expect.
Right. And then you've opened up the project JSON, and there's the command that we were looking at line 35.
Yeah, right here. So that launch it, that actually fires up the app hosted using Kestrel.
Excellent.
And
Okay.
all our dependencies now. This is something that's a little bit different with the Yeoman generator is we're including SQLite here, right? So
Gotcha.
instead of using SQL Server as our development database, we're using SQLite.
Okay, and let's check out that controllers folder because you did add a controller as well. And there it is, my new controller.
So just an empty controller with an index on it, but
But a controller just the same.
same as you get when you do add controller from Visual Studio if you do an empty controller.
Right. Excellent.
So that's about
Okay.
it.
Well, thank you for this, Dave.
All right. So James, has anybody contacted us about that contest yet?
We've had some people contact us. We haven't had any winners.
All right.
Okay, so keep those
Next
entries
time.
coming. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next time.
Thanks. Bye.
Cheers.